For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Welcome back, everybody. Tom Ackerman with you on the home of the Billikens, and joining us is St. Louis University Athletic Director Chris May, coming to us from the campus of St. Louis University just to our west. How are you, Chris?
Doing great. How are you, Tom?
Doing great. You got yourselves a ball game today. The women's soccer team is taking on Penn State. Here you go again against a nationally ranked team. How about the schedules here for the men and women out of the gate, Chris?
Yeah, both coaches, Katie Shields and Kevin Kalish, really elevated their focus in the non-conference to prepare them going into the Atlantic 10 play. And with the goal, as you know, here in St. Louis, our goal is to be in the NCAA tournament and make runs. And so today is a huge, huge game for our women's soccer program playing Penn State. We had a little bad taste in our mouth the last time we played them, got beaten overtime to go to the Elite Eight last year, but really a big opportunity for a women's soccer team today at 1 o'clock at Herman Stadium.
SLU comes in ranked in a 19th place tie by the United Soccer Coaches, 15th by Top Drawer Soccer. Penn State is 12th and 7th respectively in those polls. SLU with a record of 2-0-2. One of those draws was kind of a weird one, wasn't it, Chris? The one against Kansas City where the storm interrupted the game?
Yeah, it got cut at 70 minutes. We had lightning delay. But, nonetheless, it was a tie, and we moved forward. And the team since that day has really played well. They've really come together, led by Emily Gaby, who's a prolific scorer. Emily Percelli back in goal. Hannah Larson, leading in the middle, and then obviously the two-time All-American Lindsey Heckel, leading the back with Sophia Stram. So really a fun team to watch. I invite everybody to come out to see this group of women because they are really special, and they've got a competitive edge and fire that's really fun to watch.
And a coach in Katie Shields who just has this thing moving right now. What a team they are. And what do you think the game of the year is so far? Is it the 1-1 draw with BYU, or is it the 2-0 victory against Mizzou?
I think the game of the year is today at 1.
I got you.
That's a layup. No, I'm just kidding. There's been moments of brilliance, in that BYU game. There was a moment, in the Mizzou game, there's some young guns who are starting to, get their feel. They've got some freshmen that are really starting to make a difference. So I would be hard pressed. Katie would have a better answer to that than I. But they're getting better every game out. And today is obviously a huge, huge step to see how our development's going.
I was so impressed with Herman Stadium on my two visits there last week. I am working with the Herman Family Foundation on their Herman Trophy and getting out and about, shine that thing up and let's go out to SLU. And they went to the women's game on a Thursday against BYU, the men's game against Indiana, my alma mater, on a Friday, a great victory for Kevin Kalish's team. And the Herman Trophy was out. You all were so kind to have it out on the field and have Merrill Herman wave to the crowd. But back to what I was talking about, the atmosphere is incredibly stunning to me. And I've been to the games before, but the amount of kids, the youth soccer players, the parents, the enthusiasm, My alma mater, Indiana, just celebrated a crowd of 4,800, and they were, you know, touting it and talking about how big of a crowd that was. You beat it basically twice last week in those games.
Well, there's, as everyone knows, St. Louis is a fantastic soccer town. And they really, this, our community has been great to the Billikens, and we've got a lot of local players who play on both teams. That helps. But then having high level teams that can really compete at the highest level helps. So we're very, very blessed to have an unbelievable community behind this group. And that's because, again, the coaches have done a great job of digging into the community, doing camps, doing clinics. We recruit heavily in this area. And it shows in the fans and in the crowd. And you mentioned the youth. That's really the specialty to it, is when all those young soccer players come to see the Billikens play and think one day of what would it be if I could be a Billiken someday like that. So today's another great step for that. And we will enjoy it. And then we got a men's game tomorrow, and then we get ready for the big event down at City Park next Sunday.
That's right, the Bronze Boot. Looking forward to that. Today's game is at 1 o'clock at Herman Stadium. It's SLU women's soccer against Penn State. Just the last thing for you, Chris. People can watch these. Bill McDermott calls the action, among others, on ESPN Plus throughout the year. But that's really for a national audience. I can't stress this enough, that on a beautiful day like today, to take your kids down to a soccer game. Can you let people know how easy it is? Maybe they don't know. How do you get tickets for a college soccer game?
It's super easy. They can go to slubillikens.com and buy the tickets online, or they can just walk up to Herman Stadium and buy them there. It's an inexpensive, great way for families to come. We've got plenty of Dippin' Dots ordered for today, so all the kids will be loaded up in Dippin' Dots. But what a beautiful day in St. Louis, and to come out and watch some great high-level collegiate soccer is a great opportunity for people to participate with a great group of young people who are out there competing.
Parking seems pretty easy. You got the big garage there, Olive Compton. You've got a couple of others, don't you, areas where you can park?
Olive Compton, you've got the Laclede garage just to the west of Herman. You've got streets all around, and then you've got other parking just north of the stadium. So there's plenty of parking for people to be able to get in and out. And again, Herman Stadium, as you mentioned, is one of the real jewels in college soccer, and we're very thrilled and honored to have it as the home of the Billikens.
Well, there will be a time to talk some hoops with you, but this is all about soccer and a big game today against Penn State at 1 o'clock. I saw Rebecca Tillett out last night, a sighting last night. Got to say hi to her. So
big news coming on the recruiting front.
Oh,
she
boy.
Landed another good one, so that's gonna hit sometime soon. But both basketball teams are loaded up, and they're practicing. The men are on the court as we speak. And getting ready for a big season, obviously, with Josh and Robbie and Gibson and Isaiah and company. You'll see a lot. Billiken fans will see a lot out in the marketplace in the next month, kicking off with that. We've got an event on September 27th where we're inviting everybody up to see both teams scrimmage, a part of homecoming week. But we'll be playing hoops before we know it. But today, this week, obviously, soccer, huge, huge doubleheader with SIUE next Sunday. We welcome all St. Louis soccer fans to come and watch a really great celebration of St. Louis soccer next weekend at City Park.
Well, good luck today against Penn State, 1 o'clock at Herman Stadium, and thanks for coming on with us, Chris. Appreciate it.
We appreciate it, Tom. Have a great one. Take care.
You too. Chris May on the home of the Billikens, KMOX. Doug Armstrong next.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerd! nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.